All right, then let's make our confession. This is my Bible. I am what it says that I am. I can do what it says I can do. I can have what it says I can have. Today, I will be taught the uncompromised Word of God. My mind's alert. My heart's receptive. I'll not leave the same as I came in Jesus' name. And every time I come to Church on the Rock, my faith and my life get stronger and stronger. Let's thank God for the Word today. You know, I'm laughing because a lot of time now, none of you, okay, but if you're visiting today, you're saying, man, what is he doing? I'm challenging you. I'm not letting you stay the same, okay? A good coach won't let you stay the same. And a lot of people think when they go to church, if they just stand there like the frozen chosen of the first church of the Frigidaire, right? They think they're going to get something, and they don't bring their Bible, they don't take a note, they don't sing a note, they don't raise their hands, they don't lean forward with the posture of learning, the posture of learning. They don't do any of that. Then they walk out, and at lunch they say, what'd you get out of church? I got diddly squat. Why? Because they didn't engage. Last night, 5:30, I'm at Daniel's house. Stephen and I were getting ready to do a two-hour CrossFit workout. Last night, 5:30, okay? Been at church all day. Got here yesterday morning at 7:45, okay? Go to his house at 5:30. That's my Saturday. See, I work on Saturday to get ready for Sunday. So went to his house last night, two-hour workout. Now, what would have happened if I would have went to his house last night in his garage and he and Stephen would have started, but I'm just standing over in the corner? Hello? What would happen if I go to a gym and I never exercise? The gym isn't going to make me strong. Just like church isn't going to make you a Christian. Just like sitting at McDonald's won't make you a Big Mac. Come on. So it would be ridiculous to pay a gym fee and go to a gym and just stand in the corner and your coach is saying, hey, get on the bench, do some bench presses. Hey, do some deadlifts, do some back squats. Go on, do some lunges. You're not going to get anything out of this gym if you just sit there like that, all right? Same way with church. I've been in church all my life. And those who get the most engage. Now, I'm teaching our culture at Church on the Rock. We have to come, we're like no other church in town, with a posture of learning, because we are lifelong learners at Church on the Rock, okay? So let's get into it, how to manage your emotions. Now, why would I teach this? We're going into the holidays. There are more suicides during the holidays than any other time of the year. We're going into the holidays where emotions flare. We do things that we wish we had. We respond. You know, somebody said life is 10% of what happens to you and 90% of how you respond to it. Life is 10% of what happens to us and 90% of how we react or respond to it. So we're going into a time where our emotions are really flighty and unstable and touchy. We're around family and friends and situations that some of us don't want to be in, and we have memories. Maybe you lost a loved one this year, or a job, or your health, or whatever, or this year during the holidays is different than last. So what am I doing? I'm preparing you to go through the holidays and end this year strong. I'm preparing you to lock in and level up as you end this year strong. Is that okay with you? How to manage your emotions. Emotions are a gift from God. I'm going to say a lot of statements. Emotions are a gift from God. God has emotions. The Holy Spirit has emotions. Jesus, the Son of God, has emotions. We are made in the image of God. So emotions are a gift from God. But you and I have to learn how to manage our emotions, and we control them, and they don't control us. Amen. So we need to understand that they are a gift from the Lord, and we need to know how to manage them and them not manage us. Now, I'm going to tell you what I'm going to talk about, then I'm going to talk about it, then I'm going to remind you what I talked about. Is that okay? So let me give you the big idea that you can walk away with today, and this is free. And a lot of you are paying a whole lot of counseling to figure this out, but let me give it to you in one sentence. Your emotions are a result of your thoughts. You want to change your emotions, you have to change your thoughts. It's really quiet right now. Are you thinking? That's the bottom line. Our emotions are a result. They're our feelings. And our feelings are a result of our thoughts. Think about it now. Whenever you're down, you're thinking down. Whenever you're mad, you're thinking mad. Whenever you're angry, you're thinking angry. Whenever you're bitter, you're thinking bitter. Whenever you're happy, you're thinking happy. Whenever you feel good, you're thinking good. Amen. So people go through all kinds of counseling, and we're pro-counseling at Church on the Rock, but let me just break it down. I make difficult things simple. Our emotions are a result of what we're thinking about. Thoughts produce feelings. If you have bad feelings, it's because you're thinking bad thoughts. If you have good feelings, it's because you're thinking good thoughts, right? Our family, we like to go to Disney World and Disneyland. And what is one of the mantras, what is one of the statements that defines Disneyland, Disney World? The happiest place on earth. Why is it the happiest place on earth? Because when we go there, we're thinking happy thoughts. Can't wait to get there. The memories of raising our children, our grandchildren. The experiences that we've had there, put it in some of our vacation spot that you go, but your emotions are a result of what you're thinking. So if you have bad emotions, you're thinking bad thoughts. If you have good emotions, you're thinking good thoughts. So I want to challenge you this whole month to rethink how you think. Turn to somebody and say, rethink how you think. Turn to somebody else and say, rethink how you think. See, if you're depressed today, and Dr. Colbert, Don Colbert, who's been at our church, a medical doctor, he says that disease is connected to depression. The more depressed you are, the more your immune system goes down, and you're liable to contact a disease. That's an emotion. He wrote a book, Don Colbert, on deadly emotions. Toxic emotions. I want us at the end of this month, as we go to the holidays and we level up and we lock in for the end of the year, I want us to be intentional about what we're thinking. When you're with family, friends, the office party, or when you're going through by yourself, Thanksgiving, or you're experiencing something this year that happened that made the holidays different than last year, I want you to rethink what you're thinking. That people who commit suicide are thinking suicidal thoughts. Can we agree on that? So the big idea is my emotions are simply a product of my thinking. So if I change my thinking, I can control my emotions. If I change my thinking, psychology 101, I can manage my emotions. If I stop feeling sorry for myself, I won't feel that way. If I stop walking around with self-pity, I won't have the emotion and feeling of depression and feeling sorry for myself and having an entitlement mindset. All emotions and feelings are a result of the thought process. So say it with me, rethink my thinking. Okay, sound good? Well, I've helped you already. You owe me big time. How to manage your emotions. All change starts in my thought life. All change starts in my thought life. Many of you heard the story when I was working at a grocery store when I was 16. And 16, all I cared about was cars and girls. Is that okay if I just be real? Cars, motorcycles, and girls. I'm 16. I work at a grocery store. And you know what? It's just a job to me, not a career. It's just a job to get gas and go to the drive-in. And where's my car? That's all it is. I'm kind of a goof off. And one day I'm sacking groceries. That's when you had a guy sack groceries at the... Now you sack your own where I go, praise God. But they had a guy there, and it was a sack boy, and I was sacking groceries. And one of my friends, Mike Runyon, was over here the next register, and he was sacking groceries with the assistant manager. And they didn't know I was over here on this register sacking groceries, but they were talking about me. And I'll never forget that Mike was saying, you know, what do you think about making Dave an aisle manager? And the assistant manager said, Blunt will never make it. He's a goof off. He'd never amount to anything. There's no way we're going to promote him. Well, you know what? That day, it could either make me sad, mad, or glad. You know, use what happens to you to fuel you to get better. So when he said that about me, I started to change, because in my thought life, I said this: I'm going to prove him wrong. I'm going to let him know I am somebody. I am promotable. I am going to be a hard worker, and I'm going to prove him wrong. But all change in my life that day started with my thought process. Instead of feeling sorry for myself and blaming the assistant manager for not getting promoted, I said, I'm going to change. I am a winner. I am an overcomer. I can do this. And guess what? I did. In 2 years, I was the night manager. This is like a Deerberg store, Hy-Vee. I'm 18. And I'm the night manager. I'm over all the people putting the money away at 18 years old. What happened? My life changed. But it changed in my thought life before it ever changed on the outside. All change starts in the thought life. Change your thoughts, change your life. Change your thoughts. These are powerful one-liners. Change your thoughts, change your life. As long as you think you're a loser, you're a loser. As long as you think you'll never make it, you'll never make it. As long as you feel sorry for yourself, you'll never get ahead. As long as I'm negative with toxic emotions, bitterness, anger, rage, jealousy, panic, worry, fear, my life will never get better. Change your thoughts, change your life. Rethink my thought life. Think about what you're thinking about. For example, all morning before you got to church, what were you thinking about? Yesterday, all day Saturday, think about what were you thinking about all day Saturday, yesterday. Think about last Thursday morning when you got up. Think about what were you thinking about as you started your day last Thursday. Think about what you're thinking about. Thoughts control my life. Thoughts control my life. But I can learn how to control my thoughts. Thoughts, as a man thinketh, so is he. Thoughts control my life. But I can learn, and I'm going to show you how to do that this whole month, how to control my thoughts. Because my thoughts birth my emotions. Okay? You are what you think about. You are what you think about. You are what you think about. Your thoughts create your feelings. Your thoughts create your feelings or your emotions. So if I want to stop being down, I've got to stop thinking down. If I want to be a winner, I have to start thinking like a winner. If I want to be an overcomer, I've got to start thinking like an overcomer. If I want to be successful, I've got to think like successful people think. Your thoughts create your emotions. How do I manage my emotions? By changing my thoughts and controlling them. Well, am I helping anybody today? The big idea: be more intentional with my thought life. Rethink how you think. Tomorrow morning, as you get up to go to work or school throughout your day, what will you be thinking about as you begin your day? Because you become what you are thinking about. Now look at this. I love this. Look at this. This verse 17 and 18 in Psalm 139. Look at the screens, would you? This is God. Now, if this doesn't bless you, your blesser is broken. If this doesn't excite you, your exciter is broken, okay? Look what it says. How precious it is, Lord, to realize that you are thinking about me constantly. Whew. This is scripture, y'all. How precious it is, Lord, to realize that you are thinking about me constantly. Oh, my goodness. I can't even count how many times a day your thoughts turn toward me. That should get rid of self-pity, feeling sorry for myself, insecurity. That should get rid of all of that in our life. If you meditate on that, that God Almighty is thinking about you. Remember Jerry Savelle used to say he was God's favorite? Sorry, Jerry, we are God's favorite. Look at this, how precious it is. If you meditate on this, don't skim over it and say, man, I can't wait for lunch. Get a hold of this. This will get rid of your depression, your lack of vision, your lack of drive, your lack of ambition, wanting to give up. It'll get rid of all of that thinking which creating those emotions of defeat, discouragement, and despair. When you think about God is thinking about you constantly, I can't even count how many times a day your thoughts, now I'm going somewhere with all this line upon line, your thoughts turn toward me. When we work out at night, you know, Pastor Kim, she comes, rides her bike, and that's awesome. But then we're still working out, and she goes home before I get home. And when I get home, usually when I walk in the door, this time of the year, she's watching Hallmark movies, okay? So when I walk in, she's so sweet. She knows me after 52 years. She knows me. And so when I walk in, I'm going somewhere with this. When I walk in and I sit down in the living room, she throws me the control because she knows I'm going to turn the channel to a Western. Okay? So can't we just... You teenagers that you watch so much social media, you're jealous of one another. You feel like you have nothing. You commit suicide. You compare each other. You know, you just all you need to do is turn the channel. Those of you that feel like your life is going backwards and you feel like you're going nowhere and you feel like everybody's against you and guess I'll go eat worms, long ones, skinny ones, fat ones, thin ones. I'm feeling sorry for myself. Nobody cares about me. Nobody visited me. Nobody helped me. You know what you need to do is turn the channel. And you know what I found out? Nobody's going to do it for you. Nobody was going to do it for me. I was waiting for a long time growing up for somebody to turn the channel for me. Nobody came. It's up to me. Are you with me, family? So what do? Turn towards him. Turn towards him. Change the channel. Stop listening to defeated people, carnal Christians, people who don't believe in you. People who make fun of you, people who make light of you, people who think you'll never amount, turn the channel. Your past, your mistakes, wrong choices, turn the channel. Broken marriage, bankruptcy, loss of career, turn the channel. You have the controller in your hand. It's your thought life. Rethink how you're thinking. How precious it is, Lord, to realize that you're thinking about me constantly. I can't even count how many times a day your thoughts turn. Everyone say, turn. Turn. Everyone say, turn the channel toward me. Wow, I love that. And when I was waking in the morning, verse 18, you are still thinking about me. Oh, how he loves you and me. He's thinking about you constantly, my brother and sister. You're on his mind constantly throughout the day. A plan to control your emotions. I'm going to give you 3 steps on how to control your emotions. Is that okay, real quick? I've got like 7 minutes. Will you give me 7 minutes? Okay. Number 1, 3 points, how to manage my emotions. Think about eternity. Think about the next world. Think about the hereafter. Think about heaven. Think about your mansion. Think about the pearly gates. Think about the golden streets. Think about no sickness. Think about no pain. Think about no racism. Think about no war. Think about no heartache. Think about no heartbreak. Think about you're going to rule and reign with Christ throughout eternity. Think about you're going to rule and reign over something. The Bible says cities, nations, and worlds. Does that blow your mind? So how do I manage my emotions? I think about eternity. Really? John 14, verse 1. John 14, verse 1. Family, John 14, 15, and 16 is the night before he was crucified. John 14, 15, and 16. Y'all seen those pictures of the Last Supper? This is the Last Supper. This is what he was saying. John 14, John 15, John 16 is the Last Supper experience. He's going to be crucified for you and me on a cross. He knows where he's going. And look what he says. His team is anxious, worried, fearful, fretting, upset, panicking. And look what he says to them. Let not your heart be troubled. That means we have control over our emotions. They're all emotionally upset. They're disturbed. They're worried. They're fearful. They're anxious. They're panicking. And what does Jesus do? He speaks the word to them and he says, you guys control your thoughts, you'll control your emotions. You guys control your thoughts, you'll control your life. You guys get a hold of what you're thinking about. Rethink what you're thinking. Don't let yourself get upset. Don't let yourself be anxious, stay worried or fearful. Let not your heart be troubled. Folks, nobody's coming to help us. You and I got to do it on our own through the power of the Holy Spirit. Let not your heart be troubled. You believe in God, believe also in me. And look what it says, verse 2. In my Father's house, what's he talking about? He's saying, guys, rethink what you're thinking about. Get your mind off of what we're going through and get your mind on eternity. Get your mind on the hereafter. Because there is a hereafter, heaven or hell. In my Father's house are many mansions. If it were not so, I would have told you. I go to prepare a place for you. What's he doing? Changing their focus? What's he doing? Turning the channel. What's he doing? Asking them to rethink what they're thinking about, because what they're thinking about is upsetting their emotions. They're mentally unstable right now. So he says, guys, rethink what you're thinking about. Get control of your thoughts. Don't let yourself get upset. Don't let yourself lose your cool, lose your temper, be enraged, anger, resentment, bitterness, get offended. Don't let yourself do that. You're in control. You're not in control of your circumstances, but you're in control of your responses to your circumstances. Don't let your heart be troubled. Guys, think about eternity. Think about heaven. In heaven, he's on his way to the cross. He says, guys, think about the hereafter. Think about your mansion. Think about the place I'm preparing for you. Am I helping anybody today? Oh, look at verse 3. And if I go and prepare a place for you, I'll come again. And I'll receive you to myself, that where I am, you will be there also. Think about eternity. Did you know, if you go on and study, I encourage you to do it, John 14, the chapter, verse 28, he's telling them the response they should have. And you know what it is? Joy, cheerfulness. He says in verse 28 of the same chapter, he said, if you really love me, you will obey my commandments and you will rejoice and be glad. The next day, he's going to be crucified. He's going to go through the worst week of his life. But yet he's telling them, guys, you can control your emotions by controlling what you're thinking. Rethink what you're thinking. because your thinking creates your feelings. You want to get a hold of yourself, get a hold of your thoughts. Be intentional. Manage your mind. Oh, wow. And so this is the first thing. Think about eternity. And look what it says in the Amplified. Do not let your heart be troubled, distressed, or agitated. Wow. How many of us lose our cool in the parking lot when we leave Church on the Rock? Or we lose our cool when we have to go down and pick up our kids and walk down a ramp? Or we got to go to work tomorrow? Oh, we got to do this or we got to do that. Come on, how are we responding? What are we thinking? We don't come to church to find out what's wrong. We're here. There's a lot wrong. But we focus on what's right. The 60 people that are going to get baptized in water. The almost 100 decisions every week to come to Christ. The 15,000 replays that go on after this service throughout the world. Instead of some little diddly gnat, some little diddly thorn in the flesh, some little distraction that makes us think wrong, and then we leave feeling wrong. Hallelujah. Colossians 3, verse 1. Since you have been raised to new life with Christ, set your mind and your sights on the reality of heaven. This is a new thought, isn't it? Most of us never thought, this is how you control your emotions. It's how Jesus told his disciples on the night before his crucifixion. He said, think about eternity, heaven or hell. They're both real. They're both real. Think about the things of heaven, not the things on this earth. Think about the things of heaven, not the things on this earth. 1 Corinthians 2:9. Wow. It says what God has planned for his people who love him. Eyes haven't seen, ears haven't heard, has never even entered into your mind. Eternity, what God has planned for those who are right with him. Think about that, and you will control your emotions. Number two, think about Jesus. Number one was think about what? Think about what? And number two is think about Jesus. Don't get high. Don't take cocaine, meth, or marijuana, or go get drunk, or have an illicit affair, or quit your job, or stop going to church. No, think about eternity. And number two, to control my emotions, think about Jesus. Look at 2 Timothy chapter 2, verse 8. Look at the screen. Look what this says. Folks, this is Bible. Keep your mind on Jesus. Not what's wrong, but keep your mind on Jesus. Jesus, people, keep your mind on Jesus Christ. He was from the family of David and was raised from the dead, just as the good news says. So what does the Bible say to control my emotions? You do it with your thoughts. Rethink what you're thinking. How much time do you spend every day thinking about heaven? Number two, how much time do we spend throughout the day just thinking about Jesus Christ, our risen Savior? Oh, my goodness. Because you know, family, you know what you think about? What you think about, you become. So if I want to be more like Jesus, as the team comes out, I think about him. If I want to be more heavenly-minded, I think about heaven. You become what you think about. You become what you think about. You become what you think about. If I think about heaven, I'll be heavenly minded. If I think about Jesus, I'll be more like Jesus and less like me. Oh, look at Hebrews 12, verse 2 on the screen. Let us look only to Jesus Christ. What do most people do? They look at what's wrong. They look at what's negative. They look at what they can't do, where they can't go, what they can't have. Number three points, simple, on how to control your emotions is number one was think about eternity. Number two is think about Jesus. And number three is think about others. Whoa. They taught this to me in college in Psychology 101. They said the greatest way to get depression off your life and feeling sorry is go to a hospital and pray for somebody. They taught me that in college. They said the greatest way to get rid of bad feelings is go help somebody. Go minister to somebody. Well, and I think about James. It says, if you are sick, pray for those who are sick. If you are sick, pray for those who are sick. Wow. So how do I manage my emotions with my thoughts? And what do I got to do? Rethink, what am I thinking about? Jesus is thinking about you all day long, all through the night when you get up next morning. What are we thinking about all day long? What we don't have, what we can't do, where we can't go, negativity, heartache, offenses, what people did to us, what's wrong with the world, what's wrong with our job. What are we thinking about? Because my thoughts determine how I feel. How I feel determines how I behave. Wow. So number three is think about others. And this is so important. Look at the verse, Philippians 2, 4. Don't just think about yourself, but be interested in other people and what they're doing. At Church on the Rock, our culture is when you come here, you and I should be saying, how can I add value to you? I've just spent 40 minutes adding value to you. And I want you to add value to each other when you come. The Bible says we're to encourage one another. We're to exhort one another. We're to inspire one another. We're to bless one another. And so we should be thinking about, how can I add value to this person? How can I bless this person? How can I be a blessing? How can I make a difference? How can I bring increase over the life instead of decrease? Because what you make happen for others, God will make happen for you. Three simple points. And the bottom line is, if we start thinking these three things, we'll be coming these three things. Listen very carefully. That last point on others, think about others. Your pay scale is determined by the value you add to your company. You and I are making a living as a result of the value we're contributing to where we work and where we live. So if I want to make more money, I got to be more valuable to those I work with and work for. I become what I think about.
Thanks for watching this week's message. One way for you to connect here at Church on the Rock is through the God is for You classes. These classes are designed to teach you about the culture, mission, and values of Church on the Rock and about your God-given design. You can take these classes anytime by going to our website at cotr.org/God is for you. And if you want to know about all the incredible things we have here at Church on the Rock, make sure to visit our website at cotr.org. And never forget, God is for you.